Hi everyone and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Chickling.
Today's article is about taking the train. How often do you take the train between cities in Taiwan, Chickling?
Once in a while. I love hot springs in Yilan, and whenever I want to relax, I take the train to Yilan. What about you, Pat?
Well, I used to take the train a lot when I was a student. In the UK, you can get a student rail card, and it was very cheap to take the train. What's more, there were trains between my hometown, the university where I studied, and the university where my friends studied. I often took the train to other places, too. It was one of the cheapest and easiest ways to travel.
Right. And do you enjoy taking the train?
Yes, I do. I find it's a good way to get a few hours to write without distractions. Since the internet isn't always so good on trains, that's another thing that doesn't bother you. I've written a lot of words on trains, and once almost a whole short story on the slower train from Taipei to Taichung. How about you? Do you enjoy being on the train?
Kind of. I think it gives me, like, time to think about a lot of things, like about my past, about my future, and what should I do, blah, blah, blah.
Looking out the window at stuff.
Yeah.
However, this article is more than about taking a simple train journey in Taiwan. There is a lot of history that's related to railways, as well as lots of beautiful scenery to be seen out of the window.
Okay, so let's read through the article and find out all about it. Reading. Discovering history along central Taiwan's railways. It doesn't matter where you are, there's nothing like a railway for experiencing a region's countryside and culture. Historic rail lines are often romantic reminders of the past. This is especially true in Taiwan, where many were laid when the island was a Japanese colony. Some in Miaoli, Taichung, and Changhua have survived until now. The former mountain line is one example. The Japanese built it just over a century ago, when they found valuable wood in central Taiwan. From the town of Sanyi, it reaches far higher than any other tracks in the region. Then it winds its way through the mountains of Miaoli. Today, the line isn't in use anymore. However, its beautiful architecture attracts tourists and train lovers alike. Shengxing Station, for example, is a beautiful wooden Japanese building that was built without using a single screw. And the village that surrounds it is just as charming as it was in 1905, when trains first arrived there.
The article begins by saying, "It doesn't matter where you are, there's nothing like a railway for experiencing a region's countryside and culture." The phrase, "there's nothing like something," is today's pocket phrase go. So let's take a short break and find out more about it.
Pocket phrase go!
There's nothing like a quick revenge. I got mine right after she tried to get to me at work. 哇，王妍希齁，不是虾米省油的灯啦，没有什么比得上在那些小人想陷害我之后呢，马上报仇，那种感觉呢，实在是轻松快啦，哈哈哈哈。There's nothing like, 没有什么东西跟他一样，就表示呢，没有什么比得上。或者是呢某个东西是最棒的，也就是呢另外一种方式呢来表达你最爱你最喜欢做的事情啦。例如呢我下班最爱干嘛，好大啦， There's nothing like a cup of beer after a long working day. There's nothing like something, 没有什么比得上。
We use the phrase there's nothing like something as a compliment. We're saying there's nothing as good as it,or nothing that can compare to it. So here, the meaning is taking a railway journey is the best, or at least one of the best ways, to experience a country or an area's countryside or culture.
好哦，所以我们文章中的第一句说了，不管你身在何处，都没有比铁路更可以去体验一个地区的乡村或者是文化。And what do we mean by the word countryside?
Countryside is a noun, and it means the parts of a country outside the cities and towns. Villages can be in the countryside, but usually we just mean the fields, forests, mountains, and other natural features in a country. So, for example, we could say, there is a great deal of beautiful countryside in Scotland, especially in the north of the country.
那我们看一下 countryside 这一个字 countryside 就是农村地区跟乡村 So it's pretty easy to see the countryside from the window of a train、
mm-hmm.
But how do train riders experience a country's culture?
The article says historic rail lines are often romantic reminders of the past The word railRail means one of two steel bars that make up the track a train runs on. So a rail line could mean all the track between two or more places. We also use the phrase rail line to mean the trains that run on a particular set of rails or tracks. And we can even use rail line to mean the company that owns and manages the train. And we also use the word reminder in that last sentence.The word reminder is the noun form of the verb remind. So a reminder is a thing that reminds people of something else. In this case, the past.
好，那我们再看一下 rail 这一个字，这是一个名词哦，那是铁轨或者是铁路系统。那么我们也可以看到 rail line, 这个就是加一个 line, 有一个线嘛，所以我们翻译就可以变成铁路线。And also we have this other word, 刚刚老师都有说到 reminder, 大家没有发现 remind 这个字就是一个动词，它是提醒的意思嘛，所以我们在后面加上 er 就会变成唤醒你记忆的东西。所以课文就说到啊，历史悠久的铁路线常常可以唤起我们对过去的浪漫回忆。And next, the article says, this is especially true in Taiwan, where many were laid when the island was a Japanese colony.好，那我们看到这一句句子，就是我们今天的文法练功坊。那我们要讲到的呢是关系副词的非限定用法。所以关系副词就是像 where, when, why 这些，它们其实同时兼具连接词跟副词的作用，那么来引导关系子句，也就是形容式子句来修饰先行词。那么通常呢用于表示地点、时间、原因或者是方法。那么关系副词的用法呢，我们分为限定跟非限定。那么差别，我们看一下下面两个例句哦。第一个例句 ，The streets where I used to live has changed a lot。这是第一句。那么我们改成第二句看一下 ，Kunmin Street, comma where I used to live, comma has changed a lot。所以我们看到呢，在例句第一句，我以前住的那条街改变了许多。我们第一句例句就是一个限定用法。那么限定用法中呢，因为先行词的 street 并没有特定指定哪一条街哦，所以我们使用关系子句 I used to live 加以限定它，表示改变许多的是那一条我以前住的街道。那么大家还记得第二句吧，我们加了一些逗号嘛，那么意思就是说昆明街我以前住的那条街改变了许多，那这其实就是非限定的用法。那关系副词前加上逗号的非限定用法中呢，这个昆明 street 就是我们的先行词，所以明确指出是哪一条街哦，我们就不用用关系子句去限定了，所以 where I used to live 就是当成补充说明先行词来用而已。那我们非限定用法的关系副词呢，仅限于 where 跟 when 两个字，稍后呢我们会再提到。那么回到文章中，这个 this is especially true in Taiwan, comma, 我们这边有了一个 comma, 为什么呢？因为我们明确指出了特定的地点，所以 where 引导的关系子句是当为补充说明用哦。In that sentence, we talked about Taiwan, like being a Japanese colony, right? And we have this vocabulary word.
Yeah, colony. A colony is an area of land, often a whole country, that is owned by another country and is a part of its empire or its kingdom. Taiwan was owned by Japan in the past, so we say it was a Japanese colony. Hong Kong used to be a British colony,as did many other places around the world. And here's another sentence. Many African countries were once the colonies of European nations like Britain, France, and Belgium.
好哦，那我们看到这一个单字，它是一个名词 colony, 殖民地的意思。那么如果当成形容词呢，会变 colonial, 它是一个殖民地的。那么当成动词呢，是 colonize, 就是把某一个地方变成一个殖民地，或者是你开拓某一个地方成为一个殖民地。好，那我们看一个例句。Peru was colonized by the Spanish in the 16th century. 所以秘鲁呢，在16世纪时是被西班牙殖民统治的。So the article is sayingthat many of the rail lines in Taiwan were made when the Japanese were in charge of the country.
Yes, and we also see that some in Miaoli, Taichung, and Changhua have survived until now.
And the article continues, the former mountain line Zhoushan Xian is one example.
Here's more about the former mountain line. The Japanese built it just over a century ago,when they found valuable wood in central Taiwan. So there's another good example of a sentence with a relative adverb, but in this case the adverb is when, and it means the time when something happens. Here's another example. This house was built in 1890, comma, when Queen Victoria ruled Great Britain.
好，那这边我们又看到文法练功法里面的用法咯。我们再来看一下老师刚刚讲到文章里面的句子。The Japanese built it just over a century ago, comma, when they found valuable wood in central Taiwan. 所以这边用了一个逗号是明确指出特定的时间点。所以我们 when 引导的关系子句是当补充说明用。那么我们从文章知道在一些苗栗啊、台中、彰化的铁路其实一直存在沿用到现在哦。那么其中一个例子就是旧山线 The Former Mountain Line。那日本人在100多年前也就是一个多世纪以前建造的。那当时他们在台湾中部呢发现了很有价值的木材。So what else do we learn about this railroad?Line.
The article says, from the town of San Yi, it reaches far higher than any other tracks in the region. I used the word track before when I talked about the rail. A track is a long continuous line of rails that make a railway. We could also talk about subway tracks. The word track has other meanings as well, such as a path that goes through somewhere,or the prepared area that people, animals, or cars race around, like a running track. But with track, like for trains, here's an example sentence. There is no train service to this area right now because the tracks have been damaged.
OK, 那我们看到 track, 这个 track 呢是在这边当名词哦。那么 track 在文章中是指铁轨、铁道。那么另外 track 这一个字呢其实它也有歌曲或者录制在光碟啊、录音带上面、唱片上的歌曲我们都可以叫做是 track。好，那我们看一个例句哦。The album includes 3 previously unreleased tracks.好，所以这个专辑包括了三首以前没有发行的曲目。那么除了歌曲的意思以外呢，我们再补充一个很常见的片语 keep track。 那 keep track of something 就是去掌握某件事情的资讯。那我们看另外一个例句。We need a system to keep track of all our expenses. 我们需要一套记录所有支出的系统。那我们说相反的意思就是 lose track of something. 意思就是忘记嘛，没有掌握资讯。一个是有掌握资讯，一个没有。好，那我们用 lose track 去造一个句子。I've lost track of the number of times she has asked to borrow money from me. OK, 那我们看一下。And remember, 这个 track 呢还可以当一个动词哦。好，那我们再继续往下看。So, the former mountain line starts in San Yi. We also see that in the article. Then, it winds its way through the mountains of Miaoli.
That's right. Be careful to pronounce that word winds. It's not winds. We say winds when it kind of follows a sort of twisting, turning track. Now, that rail line is called the former mountain line. And that former part should give you a clue as to whether you can still take this train.
I'm guessing no.
That's right. Mm-hmm. As the article says, today the line isn't in use anymore. If something is in use, it is being used.Many old trains and planes are still around, but they aren't in use anymore.
好哦，那看到 in use 这边是正常使用的意思，那我们这边代表的呢就是旧山线已经没有再被使用了。But even if there are no trains, people still enjoy this old rail line. The article says, however, its beautiful architecture attracts tourists and train lovers alike.
The word architecture means the design of buildings. It can mean the subject of building design itself, but we can also use architecture to mean the buildings themselves and their designs.Which is how we're using it in our article. So we're saying that there are nice buildings on the former mountain line, all the train stations and the other places like that, and people like to see them.
好，那看到 architecture 这个字，它是建筑或者是建筑风格的意思哦。那我们再造一个句子。She likes modern architecture. 她喜欢现代感的建筑风格。好，所以我们接下来 the article next gives an example of this.The architecture, yeah.
Yes, it says Shenxing Station, for example, is a beautiful wooden Japanese building that was built without using a single screw. Mm. A screw is something that's used to hold two things together, usually pieces of wood or metal. Screws are almost always metal, and they have this kind of twisting shape that helps them get into pieces of material and stay there. So we could say,One of the screws for this bookcase is missing, so I can't put it together properly.
好哦，那我们看到 screw. Screw 它这边是当名词，是螺丝钉的意思。But screw this word can also be used as a verb. That means to fasten something using a screw. 譬如说 Marcus screwed a piece of wood to the wall. 代表 Marcus 把那一块木头锁到墙上。And for spoken English, we like to say like to screw something up.Up, and that means, when we make a mistake or when we spoil something, we can say that you screw up something. 譬如说, he totally screwed up his finals. 他期末考考得很糟哦。So we talked about, the beautiful architecture, but it's not just a train station that's attractive, right?
True. As the article says, and the village that surrounds it is just as charming as it was in 1905,When trains first arrived there. There's another example of a sentence that uses when as a relative adverb.
好，那我们再看一下，又出现了文法练功坊的例句了。我们再来分析一次哦。所以这边指出了什么 ？The village that surrounds it is just as charming as it was in 1905. 那后面这个1905年，后面我们加了一个 comma。为什么呢？因为我们明确指出特定的时间点，所以我们的 when trains first arrived there 这个 when 引导的关系子句就是补充说明用哦。We also have a couple of vocabulary words to teach in there as well, don't we?
We do indeed. The first one is the verb surround. If something surrounds a thing, it is all around it. For example, think of a house that has a garden all around it on every side.We'd say the garden surrounds the house. Here we have a village around a train station, so the station is the middle and all the other buildings are surrounding it or they're all around it. Another example is the old castle is surrounded by a wide ring of water called a moat.
好，那么在 Pat 老师的例句中，我们看到 moat 这一个字，意思指的是护城河哦。那么河流围绕在城堡的四周。那我们看到 surround 这边是动词嘛，那它是环绕、围绕的意思。再来造一个句子哦。Just because Jessica is surrounded by friends doesn't mean she's not lonely. 就算 Jessica 身边都是朋友，但其实也不代表她不孤单嘛。好，那我们可以在 surround 这个后面加上 ing, 它就会变成周围的，是一个形容词哦。那么如果当名词的时候呢，可以加上一个 s 变成 surroundings。那当名词它就是 like 周围的事物或周围的环境。For example,A good architect takes into consideration the building surroundings. 好，优秀的建筑师呢，就会去考虑建筑物的周围环境。And we're saying that this village and its train station is as charming. This is the adjective that we have in the article. Now, as it was in 1905.
Yeah, the word charming means very pleasant or attractive.We often describe places as charming if they are quite old and still beautiful and look like they've been taken from the past and into the present day. A person can also be charming, though when we say this, we usually mean that person is good at talking, not just nice to look at. So about a person and using charming to mean pleasant, we could mean the little girl looks charming in her new school uniform.
好哦，看一下 charming 这一个 adjective, 这一个形容词，它就是迷人的，有魅力的意思。那我们把 ing 拿掉就变成 charm, 它是一个可以当名词，它是当魅力的意思。当然 charm 也可以当动词，我们大家会讲到。那我们先看另外一个片语哦， to turn on the charm, 这边我们把它翻成中文是施展魅力的意思。So if somebody turns on the charm, that means they behave in a way that seems very friendly, but well, whichyou think is a little bit insincere, 就是有一点让你不真诚的感觉。And usually they're doing it because they want to obtain something or they want to deceive somebody. 就是没有那么的正面，所以他可能希望可以得到什么东西或者欺骗到别人，就可以说 turn on the charm. 譬如说 he knows exactly how to turn on the charm and tell the story. 他很知道怎么施展魅力然后编一个故事。那么 charm 我们当名词还可以当护身符的意思，譬如说 a lot of people carry good luck charms, 就是很多人会带着带来好运的护身符。那么 charm 我们刚刚说可以当到动词嘛，意思就是你吸引人或者是使某个人陶醉。 For instance, Charlie charms everyone, 代表 Charlie, 很吸引每一个人。
That brings us to the end of the article, but we've got more to introduce about Taiwan's old rail lines and train stations. We'll get to them tomorrow, but right now, it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat!
So our For You Chat question for today is, what is the most interesting train journey you've been on? Describe it.
I've been on a couple of pretty good ones. I've taken the overnight train from London to Edinburgh a couple of times.
Okay.
And so you get on the train at like 10 or 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You basically kind of wash your face and brush your teeth and go to bed.On the train, because it's a bed in the train's cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wake up at 6 or 7 a.m., you're in Scotland.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, okay. It was a good way to, it's very cheap to travel like that. Right. And it means that instead of sitting on a train for ages, you can't, it's not easy to sleep,
right.
But it's kind of quite fun doing it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I mean, how do you feel like sleeping on
a
train?
It's a bit noisy, but if you're, you know, and it's kind of fun as a kid, if you're tired enough, you'll sleep. So it's kind of like sleeping on a plane, but you get to lie down. So it's not too bad. I've also taken train journeys across parts of sort of eastern Canada.
Oh.
Kind of start, we took, my wife and I took journeys stage at a time. We started in Toronto and we went to Ottawa, then Montreal, then to Quebec City.
Oh.
So all of those train journeys allowed us to kind of look at Canada's like beautiful scenery out the windows. The train actually came all the way from Vancouver, but that took 2 days.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we didn't take the train. We flew from Vancouver to Toronto to save time. But I would like to take a train trip across the whole of Canada or Europe or something like that. It'd be pretty fun.
Right.
Okay. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. But we'll be back tomorrow to talk more about Taiwan's historic railways. Speak to you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Discovering history along Central Taiwan's railways. It doesn't matter where you are, there's nothing like a railway for experiencing a region's countryside and culture. Historic rail lines are often romantic reminders of the past. This is especially true in Taiwan, where many were laid when the island was a Japanese colony.Some in Miaoli, Taichung, and Jianghua have survived until now. The former mountain line is one example. The Japanese built it just over a century ago, when they found valuable wood in central Taiwan. From the town of Sanyi, it reaches far higher than any other tracks in the region. Then it winds its way through the mountains of Miaoli. Today, the line isn't in use anymore.However, its beautiful architecture attracts tourists and train lovers alike. Shengxing Station, for example, is a beautiful wooden Japanese building that was built without using a single screw. And the village that surrounds it is just as charming as it was in 1905, when trains first arrived there.
Vocabulary Review.
Countryside. It's my dream to buy a house in the countryside and live away from the noise of the city. Colony. Though the U.S. is now a free country, some parts were once colonies under the British Empire. Track. The train isn't moving right now because a tree fell on the tracks ahead of it. Screw. I used a few screws to put the pieces of my desk together. Surround. Nobody could see the house because it was surrounded by trees. Charming. This book tells the charming story of a girl who took a trip through a strange world.
智慧小补帖。
Rail. Reminder. Architecture.